Captain Talent Radio.
Good evening, everyone. I want to welcome everyone to tonight's call, especially Allison Vokak. Allison, thank you for being on tonight's call. Allison was one of my coaching clients back in 2001. She came to Chicago, Illinois, saw me speak at the Hyatt Regency. I am definitely going to have Allison on this call at some point because we have been through a lot. For everyone on tonight's call, I want you to know from the center of my heart how much I appreciate you. I have been your coach, mentor, and friend, some of you for 10 years or more, some of you 5, 6 years, 3, 4, 5 years, Joe DiBianca, 5 years going strong. Many of you I've had the opportunity to collaborate with, coach, mentor, go to dinner with, associate, attend events with. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Gratitude to all of you. I'm going to cover a few quick announcements. I have 3 really good back-to-back calls lined up, including tonight's call. Tonight's call is going to be a really great call. It's on who I am, what I do. It really means one with. So there's no separation between what you do, who you are, what you attract, how you collaborate, and who you connect with. So this will be a really good call on energy, vibration, emotions, and how to create a corresponding response with your emotional state that you attract your reality, people, and situations that will foster your purposes and your dreams. Now, the announcements I'll cover will be real quick so we can have a lot of time for our inspiration here tonight. I will be having a series of guests on throughout the fall. I do not have them lined up, but I guarantee you the ones I line up will be of significance, influence, and affluence. This year alone, I've had Brian Tracy, Alexis Romano, Susan Sly, Dr. Joe Dispenza, to name a few of the inspirational guests that I have interviewed. I'm going to be speaking at an event in Orlando, Florida, with some of the top-tier speakers in the network marketing, internet marketing, and direct sales industry, and I will be releasing some of the details on that event. That is the 28th, 29th, and whatever that is. I believe it's maybe October 1st. It is the 29th, 30th, and October 1st in Orlando, Florida. This upcoming Saturday, for anyone on the East Coast, I will be in one of my favorite cities, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. I'll be hosted by my exceptional best friend, good friend, Joe DiBianca, who's an exceptional speaker, soon-to-be-published author, multipreneur, and who is really starting to make his mark in the speaking industry. Next Saturday, I will be in New Orleans, Louisiana. That will be a fabulous event. I want to thank Zach DeRocher, who has now hosted me 2 times in New Orleans in 2017. And that is also going to be a great event because I know that Pete will be there, Pete and Wendy Kaufman, who are top-tier clients of mine. They will also be attending the event with me. On September 16th, I have a little interlude between there because we have Labor Day weekend, then I have Breakthroughs to Success on the 7th, 8th, and 9th of September. Any of you on this phone call that are coaching clients, you want to repeat that event, contact me, or you've never attended a Breakthroughs to Success event, I have openings in September on the 7th, 8th, and 9th for Breakthroughs to Success. That will be a Breakthroughs to Success number 119, 119 events that I've hosted going back to 2000. On September 16th, I will be in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, with Abby O'Neill. That will be a sold-out event. September 23rd, Kansas City, Missouri, not to be confused with Kansas, the sister city, but I will be at the beautiful Westin Hotel at Hall's Crown Center. That's the home of Hallmark Cards, where I'll be doing an event right in Midtown, Kansas City, on September 23rd with my exceptional client and friend, Kaylin Hobbs. And on Friday night, I will be dining at Hayward's Barbecue. So if any of you are in the area, that's where you can find me on Friday night. My friend Eric Sweeney owns that joint. My friend Michael Garozzo also owns Garozzo's. I have a long history in Kansas City and very looking forward to going back. Milwaukee, October 8th, and that's going to be a fabulous event. And then Albany, New York, October 21st with Frank Pecoraro. I know there's going to be a convoy of people coming up. We're starting to really develop a great culture up in Albany. Norwalk, Connecticut, October 28th. November 11th, I will be I'm not sure the date where I'll be in on the 11th, but I will definitely be speaking at many events throughout the year. If you have not taken advantage of any of my free 15-minute coaching calls, I offer those to you for first-time callers. If you'd like to find out a little bit about what I do in my free 15-minute coaching calls, then feel free to reach out to me, and I'll give you insight on cause and effect, why you do what you do, how to effectively let go of the cause that creates the effect, and allow you to move into a much more relaxed emotional state. November 11th is Orange County, California, with Marissa Campbell. Marissa is also an exceptional woman I've had the privilege of mentoring and coaching with, going on 3 years, and she's a rising star in her company. So, Melissa, thank you for hosting that event. And Diane, it won't be long till you're hosting an event right there in your backyard in New Jersey. So if you want to get a hold of me directly for a coaching call, you can inbox me with your number, and I will return your phone call in no longer than 24 hours. And that is Jeffrey, Jeffreycombs. You can also call me direct at 209-932-0227. It is now my privilege and honor to move into the inspirational portion of tonight's call. I wrote this call specifically in mind because I knew many of you were coming back from your company events in July and August. I have a long history in the network marketing and direct sales industry going back to the mid-80s when I started my first company. I went full-time in 1990, so I've attended many events, rallies, seminars, conventions, workshops, breakout rooms, a whole multitude of them as a distributor, associate, a member of companies, as a speaker, author, coach, mindset coach, success coach, addiction coach for the last 19 years. I've also hosted many of my events. Now, the content I'm going to deliver for you tonight will give you greater insight not only into cause and effect, but you want to be in a place where there's no separation between you and the outcome. Now, I know many of you had the privilege of seeing the great Tony Robbins. I know Tony was on the East Coast earlier this summer. I also know that he was at a large company event with over 15,000 attendees, and nobody does it better than Tony. I've been following Tony myself since the late 80s. Awaken the Giant Within is right up there on my shelf. Chapter 4 on Belief unequivocally is one of the greatest chapters ever written. Tony is a master at persuasion. I also have a very, very keen insight and understanding on the cause and the effect and persuasion engineering. Now, if you are not skilled at persuasion and you attempt to convince, talk, or sell people into a situation, you'll not be very effective. But the more you understand predictability, why people do what they do, predictable buying behaviors and habits, the more you understand how to effectively ask for commitments, ask for the order, ask leading questions that lead to the outcome you seek, and you do this in a relaxed body, then you enhance the law of averages of the transaction. Your objective is to create win-win situations with people in all walks of life. Your objective is to create collaboration, not competition, and not conflict. But if you live in a conflict consciousness, overwhelmed, and continue to attract a series of people who disappoint you, well, that would be an effect, not a cause. The more you understand the events that shape your feelings, then you can effectively let go. Letting go is a skill once developed and practiced. You can effectively do that within a relatively short period of time so that you don't tend to get overwhelmed, lose your focus, lose your commitment, lose your energy or your vibrational emotional state that will take you back to anxiety. Now, everyone is human, and we do practice the human factor. Now, even though I will tell myself that I don't get overwhelmed, I occasionally do get overwhelmed. That's an emotional relapse. But emotional relapse does not have to be a physical relapse. Now, if you are seeking to create a team of like-minded individuals that you can partner with, to collaborate with, that will create common causes, that will create purposes, and create a vision, then it's important you understand energy. Now, to raise your energy, to raise your vibration, is to really raise your consciousness. The more that you're aware of why you do what you do, the more you're aware of predictability, the more you understand how human beings are predictable, the more you understand how to trust your feelings, the more you live in awareness and consciousness, the less you will live in anxiety, fear, and doubt. Now, if you have scarcity, consciousness, if you have a poverty consciousness, if money is continually a challenge, well, it's not only money that's a challenge, but you're the challenge. That means that not only is money a scarcity, but love is going to be scarce, other situations are going to be scarce, because you're not living in the law of plenty. And then you tend to focus and get attached to situations to fulfill your disappointment. Now, when you live in that kind of energy, that's a focus. When you're in anxiety, anxiety becomes a focus. So if you take a pyramid, draw it upside down, and separate it into thirds, so if you have a piece of paper tonight, and you draw an upside down pyramid, and you third it out, and you separate the thirds, the bottom third will be anxiety, fear, and doubt. The middle third of that will be consciousness, love, and joy, and the upper portion of that third will be enlightenment. And in that kind of enlightenment, the very top of that energy, when you're an enlightened soul, an enlightened human being, you'll attract your reality, people, and situations on a very high occlusal rate at a high level of frequency, because you live in such a one-with state that there's no separation between you and the outcome, that people come to you easily and effortlessly. That term is called show up. They show up. One of my clients sent me a Facebook message letting me know tonight how easy and effortless was she closed a sale. Now, just a few days ago, she lived in a scarcity consciousness. Now, when she was selling her products, services, benefits, and feature, she would start with the lowest common denominator because she has a story in her head that people couldn't afford her best value. After a one-hour coaching session, assisting to understand cause and effect, her dialogue with money, why she does what she does, I singled out the events that shape that kind of consciousness. As she began to let go, a different type of person in a relatively short period of time began to show up. When someone asked her how much it cost, she was able to say, are you concerned with cost or value? She was able to reframe that situation using a technique called NLP, neuro-linguistic programming, persuasion skills. She was able to neutralize the objection in a relatively short period of time, and voila, a transaction happens. She didn't convince that person. She didn't oversell that person. She asked a question that led to the outcome she did, meaning that there was no separation between her and the question. Now, when you separate yourself from the outcome, then you have a gap and a delay in your communication style. That gap and a delay is what creates that 3 to 8 second pause where most of society goes, well, they think, pontificate, levitate, hesitate, medicate themselves. They go into the neocortex of their left brain, overwhelming themselves with a situation about failing, making a mistake, getting in trouble, being rejected, being abandoned, being neglected, and being violated. Now, when you live in that kind of lower third energy of that triangle that I had that you put on your paper, or you can visualize what that lower third of that triangle looks like, then you're going to attract your reality frequently, people to foster your feelings. Now, if you grow up in an environment where there's violence, there's addictions, there's situations that take you out of the flow of your life, if you lose your innocence as a child, if you have to give your paycheck to your parents to support your household, if you have to learn to drive before you can have a driver's license, go down to the liquor store and pick up liquor for your parents, if you're buying cigarettes for your parents or your significant others, and you're underage, and this has all been part of your identity, then you have given up your identity to be a child, you become a grown-up, it sets you up to enable, over-obligate, do too much for others, and then tell yourself stories about how good someone would be that leads to disappointment. Now, when you're no longer the mind-body connection to those events, and you can isolate the events, which is what I do with my clients, I'm able to easily and effortlessly, in a relatively short period of time, break down the cause that creates the effect of why they do what they do. Now, once you start to do that, now you can separate yourself from the events that hindered you, and now you can visualize the events that will inspire you. As you begin to visualize the events that will inspire you, now you're magnetizing to reality. Now, this must come in a relaxed state. This isn't wishing or dreaming. This is reality. You enter into a conscious reality in a meditative state. You enter into a conscious reality in a very relaxed state, the outcome that you seek to magnetize. And this happens to me frequently. When I go to dinner, there's always a parking space up front. When I go to dinner, there's usually the table that's available for me that's the table that I sought. I also know how to ask for what I want without anxiety about the outcome. I'm not afraid of upsetting someone, getting in trouble, making mistakes, although I don't want to make mistakes and I don't want to get in trouble, but my focus is not on those facts. Now, when you focus on not getting in trouble, when you focus on not offending someone, when you're focused on not making mistakes, you attract your reality, the very situation you seek to avoid. This is why you get the questions that you don't want to answer to fulfill your anxiety. When you focus on not failing, you fail before you started. When you live in that kind of anxiety, you're going to attract your reality frequently people and situations to fulfill that lower third of that triangle, fear, doubt, and anxiety. As you effectively let go and you start to find your voice. You start to have inflection. You start to have tone in your voice. You start to become that man and woman you know you're capable of being. A different set of circumstances, people, situations, opportunities begin to avail themselves. This becomes not only the law of attraction, it's the science of attraction. Once you start to understand the inner game of cause and effect, why you do what you do, it becomes academic. And academic is an academician. It means you're a student at a very high level of resonance. And it's that frequency that you begin to transmute your feelings that you're no longer in the mixed message. When you're not in the mixed message, now you're not reacting, you're responding. When you're responding, there's no separation between you and the words you say and feel. This means you're not judging yourself or criticizing yourself based on a series of past events. You're not in the neocortex of your left brain and the educational world that you learned as a child going through grade school, grammar school, junior high, high school, college, and then the educational process that you learned in the corporate world that allow you to typically tiptoe quietly through life and arrive at your grave safely in a lot of liability debt. As you have a better understanding of what it means to own a business, be in free enterprise, attract and create what the free market bears, then you will begin to attract real estate clients who will book you to be their speaker. You will attract organizations who see your value and you feel that value, you feel valuable. You will attract people who are looking for your message. You will not be judging yourself or prejudging the outcome before you even engage. When you judge what's going to happen without knowing, see, there's a difference between knowing and judging. You judge when you don't trust. You know when you trust. So when you ask someone if they've ever considered owning their own business and they tell you they're going to nursing school, you understood what just happened. You don't overjudge the situation. You don't waste your time following up with someone who isn't committed. Your objective is to attract to your reality people and situations and who can foster purpose and can come from value. Your objective is to attract a qualified buyer, someone who's actually seeking what you possess. Your objective is to be able to present value to people who have a problem that you can resolve. When you come from service and value, now there's a big difference between these two words, serve and service. Now many people overcomplicate this. They take service and turn it into serving, and then they over-serve to a large percent of the population, and they don't really deliver the service of being a mentor or being a coach or being a leader, and they turn service into serving, which means they over-obligate themselves. They turn that into codependence. Then they attempt to control the outcome by over-serving and over-obligating themselves, and then they exhaust themselves doing too much for others. Now, as you begin to have a better understanding of how you lost your innocence as a child, why you became emotionally addicted to a set of feelings, as you have a better understanding of why you were anorexic, bulimic, an alcoholic, a drug addict, a committed stuffer, as you learn to understand why you stuff your feelings, repress your emotions, as you have a better understanding of how you became emotionally addicted to a set of feelings based on a series of events, then you can separate your feelings from those events. Now here's what you can create, no separation. That means that in that state, a thought becomes a reality. That situation is called synchronicity. Now, a practiced professional at synchronicity on command can to attract to their reality frequently the very outcome they seek to create based on a belief and based on a focus. When you are focused on success and not focused on failing, it's a different energy. When you are focused on achieving clearly defined short-term goals that are realistic, that can be created. Now here's what happens to many people. They come back from a rally, a convention, a seminar, a workshop. They're on fire. They're jacked sideways. They're in the zone. They're, oh my God, they're going to tear it up. Well, typically what they tear up are their goals. because they make their goals so big that they can't start. Realistic, clearly defined short-term goals with a patient mindset, with a mindset conducive to an outcome that can be created, in a methodical, systematic, organized process to be able to create the outcome you seek with a realistic set of refined, fine-tuned goals. When you refine, fine-tune, then you start to create one with, meaning no separation. In this type of energy, you will not be denied. But this is not a frantic, frantic energy. This is not, by God, I'm doing it if it kills me. This is not, this, you're not going to drag yourself to the finish line. It's a very methodical process. A perfect case in point was the 2017 Super Bowl. The New England Patriots are down 28-3. Now, you take any one of these three men out of that equation, Robert Kraft, who owns the Patriots, Bill Belichick, who's been the coach of the Patriots for going on 17 years. You take Tom Brady, the quarterback, out of that equation, who's been the quarterback of that team for 17 years. That trifecta, you take any one of those three men out of that mastermind alliance, that changes the equation. Those three parts aren't interchangeable. That's the hierarchy. That's the upper level of that triangle upside down that I pointed out to you. Those three men have synergy, synchronicity. They created destiny. They know how to overcome adversity. I have a call coming up in 2 weeks on the adversity quotient. It will be a mind-changing call. It will be unequivocally a call that you would definitely desire to dial into and listen to over and over. Your objective is not to create adversity. Your objective is to overcome adversity as it avails itself. The adversity quotient means you're able to neutralize a set of situations relatively quickly. You can move into a relaxed state where you create results and outcomes favorable. You let go of anxieties about situations that haven't happened. You're ITZ in the zone. You're in the hands-free zone. You're able to easily and effectively let go of control of what is controlling you, and you can move into solutions and results. But this also requires repetition and experience to create auto-suggestion, meaning no separation between me and the outcome. So that means that you're able to visualize your golf swing. You're able to visualize dropping that putt. You do it over and over and over again. You understand the mechanics of that swing. You understand the mechanics of the footwork. As a basketball player playing high school basketball and then later junior college basketball, by the time I'm 20 years old, I've shot thousands of free throws, thousands of jump shots. So today at 60 years old, you could give me a two-handed chest pass or you could bounce a dribble to me. My left hand will go automatically left side of the basketball. My right hand will go right on top. I could post up an NBN nothing but net. That's poetry, auto-suggestion, that's repetition experience, and that's no separation between me and the sound of the ball dropping through a cylinder, nothing but net. Same situation. I stepped into a batting cage. I started batting. I started hitting at 2 years old. I started fielding at 2 years old. I know the crossover steps. Any athlete that's practiced that repetition and experience over and over understands the mechanics, but most importantly, the trust of the sport. The trust of the sport is the inner game. That's when you can hit what you cannot see because of your hand-eye coordination. Now, that same hand-eye coordination comes into play when you ask someone a question, they don't answer the question. You hear them not answering the question, and then if you even want to address that, you address that by asking the same question again. And when you ask a yes and no question in the hand-eye coordination where you will not be denied, in repetition and experience, you've done it so many times, it's auto-suggestion, you hear your prospect not answering your question because they're now effectively telling a story. You can interrupt that story in mid-sentence by using their first name and saying, John, do you remember the question I asked you? John, I appreciate where you're coming from. And then you ask the question again. Because that's what auto-suggestion is. That means you let go of being rejected or abandoned, making a mistake, getting in trouble. You're not going to offend someone by being effective at what you do. And now you're in the inner game of that. You're in the zone. That would be in the upper third of that triangle that I showed you. That is no separation. When there's no separation between you and the outcome, you're patient when it comes to your money. You know that you're going to get your share of money because you're good at creating the results and the action that creates it. You don't panic when situations don't happen in an instant gratification situation. When you are honing your skills, honing your craft, when you're learning to trust your feelings, when you're learning to hear what's meant, not said, when you're learning to trust the universe and trust self, when you're able to really understand cause and effect, when you're ITZ in the zone, then there's seldom any separation between you and the outcome. And when you get overwhelmed, automatically go into a meditative state. See the outcome that you seek to create and let go of being in control of the outcome you don't want to create. Let go of your worrying anxiety about the story you're holding on to and separate your feelings from it. Live in a K-N-O-W state. Live in a no state. Not an N-O, but a K-N-O-W. And that type of no is called trust. When you trust your feelings, when you live in your intuition, when you intuit, then there's seldom any separation between you and the outcome, especially when you start to practice the sixth sense called extrasensory perception. That's that extrasensory perception that also allows you to be an effective remote viewer. Remote viewing is a military technology. When trained 120 hours, there are a series of brilliant people that can come together for military intelligence. And there's a high probability that in remotely, they can see the outcome before it happens. Now, there are several books that you can purchase on that. Tim Arafat wrote one of them. But the term is called remote viewing. It means that you're able to remotely know the outcome before it happens, especially when you begin to relax and trust. I was last night studying some of my books on intuition, extrasensory perception, books on how to know that you know, the quantum field, the morphogenetic energy, the Akashic records. I was refining and honing my skills in the midnight hour. And when you know how to douse, use pendulums, when you know how to really trust your spirituality and you understand that no state, when you're in that kind of state, then you are not separated from the outcome. When you live in that kind of, but when you relapse into an overwhelmed anxiety state, then you're going to attract your reality, people and situations. You'll slow down your money. You'll slow down the flow of leads coming to you. You will slow down the people who show up in your inbox. When you panic about what's not happening, when you go, oh my God, and you also have to realize this, a lot of times you have to rebuild. So a lot of times you'll run the course on a lead generation pool. A lot of times you'll go through a series and a process where a team starts producing. But when you start focusing on what you don't have, then you don't reduplicate, you don't rebuild. And that's part of the evolution of business. There's an ebb and flow in business. Ideally, as you really master your emotions, you'll have a smooth, relaxed state. But occasionally situations happen in the marketplace. There's a situation that dips in the stock market. You never know what happens. Sometimes companies have challenges. Government gets involved. Market shares diminish. Any multitude of situations. But when you're solid in your emotional state, when you're grounded in your being, then you will overcome adversity. You will overcome adverse situations. You rise to the occasion. These are character-building moments. And it's in those character-building moments that you get back on the horse that brought you to the dance. And not only that horse, but you create a new horse. This is you begin to reinvent yourself. You become more enlightened than you're already enlightened. You become more aware than you're already aware. It's that adversity that gives you that new edge. It's that factor that I will not be denied. It's in that very relaxed emotional state that the first class seat is available for you. The booth opens up for you as you walk in the restaurant. The ideal server service attendant shows up for you. You get a phone call that says, hey, I don't know what you're doing, but I really want to be part of it. See, these are not accidents. This is synchronicity. They are not meaningful coincidences. There's no separation between you and the outcome. When you pick up the phone to call your grandmother and she's on the other line, that's not an accident. That is science. And once you start to understand the science of synchronicity, then there's no separation between you and that outcome. Now, if you have a separation between you and your communications, then you can't create synchronicity. If you check out and you're not checked in, if you're overwhelmed and you're not consciously aware, if you're in rejection rather than reception, if you want to be able to separate yourself so you're not in a contradictory state. As you move out of your contradictions, then you move into a conscious awareness. That's in that second third of that triangle that I had you write down. That's love, joy, bliss. And in that situation, no longer in anger, hate, resentment, guilt, shame, abandoned, rejection, or overwhelmed feelings. When you are being is a state. When you are being your best, when you are being you, when you're in that really, really relaxed, emotionally vibrational state, When you're in that state, then you will not be denied. You will attract your reality frequently, like-minded people. You'll attract situations, opportunities. Situations will begin to avail themselves at a very high level of energy. And as you're no longer the mind-body connection to the events that shaped your feelings, then you are you and you are free. You free yourself up from your mind. Then your body and your brain comes together. That's what creates the one with. There's no separation. When you grew up in anxiety in a household where there is a lot of friction, there's tension, there's divorce about to happen, there's violence going on, there's addictions, your body begins to react to it, meaning that your body begins to run your brain. Now, as a grown woman tonight, or a grown man tonight, and you understand this, and if you've been stuffing your feelings your whole life, then it'll show up in alcoholism, food, compulsive debting, any other multitude of emotional addictions that lead to the physical addictions. Now, as you start to have clarity, as you start to understand, as you get clear on how you lost your innocence, as you get clear on what happened on the playground, as you get clear on why you do what you do, as you're no longer that victim. You may have been victimized, but that doesn't mean you have to feel the victim. As you begin to feel the victor, as you begin to let go, as you step into your power, as you are enlightened, as you're on that walk, on that journey, as you are no longer laughing when nothing's funny, you have a level of serious sincerity. It means you're very sincere and you're serious about that person you're committed to being. When you tell yourself you're going to be a millionaire, then back it up. If you say you're going to be a millionaire in 2 years, then you start to develop the millionaire habits tonight. Now, I have seen men and women that I've coached go from absolutely ground zero in a business, especially a leveraged one. I've seen them go from absolute zero to hero in a relatively short period of time, 2 to 4 years. I watched Alexis Romano do it, Susan Sly do it, Jennifer Corliss Trinkner, C.G. Siddons, Tara Romano, and my friend Eric Sweeney is an unequivocal great character study. Eric Sweeney was my homie, my buddy, back in 1981. He and I were inseparable. He played wide receiver at University of Kansas. He was a back waiter at a restaurant with me, waiter at other restaurants. He had a series of restaurant management jobs, never made more than 6 figures in his career. And then I brought him out here to spend some time with me about 6 years ago. And Eric was not at the top of his game then. He was going through a transition. He had confided in me that he no longer wanted to have a $40,000, $50,000, $60,000, $70,000, $80,000 a year job in food service, food management, hospital management, or any cafeteria management, deli management, grocery management. He had been in that industry, been in the food service industry all of his life, and his dream was to own a restaurant. I bought him out to spend some time with me, and I was willing to set him up in a restaurant. Well, he wasn't ready for it then, but here's what happened to him. 5 years ago, his father passed and left him a small inheritance. He parlayed that small inheritance with an ad in Craigslist, called an ad in Craigslist, found out it was a restaurant he virtually worked at when he was 13 years old in Kansas City, Missouri, called Hayward's Barbecue. That restaurant was only doing about $200,000 a year. Joe DiBianca, Carolyn Olson, Alec Friel, myself, and Kalen Hobbs had the opportunity to dine in that restaurant this spring. That restaurant does now $1.6 million. My friend Eric is a very clear vision of how that restaurant will do $6.8 million in less than 2 years. He walked me through his entire establishment, his kitchen, his basement, his freezer section, showed me how he makes his own barbecue sauce, how he sells his sauce online, how he has buses stop by for lunch. People are waiting out the door for his lunch, Hayward Barbecue, an establishment that's been around. He bought the name, rebuilt the situation. It was absolutely a shutdown in less than 5 years. He's well on his way to being a self-made millionaire. He paid himself 6 figures for the first time in his career, all because of this. He had the passion. He had the desire. He salivated in the back of his tongue. He knew that this was his shot at the title. He knew he was not going to be denied, and he was willing to lay it all on the line. He took the inheritance that his father gave him. He borrowed every amount of money he could possibly borrow. He leveraged everything he had. He sold everything he had. He laid it on the line, baby. He would not be denied. And it's going to pay off for him, and he had never been an entrepreneur until he was in his mid-50s. See, what that, my point is, it's never too late. And I watched him struggle for years, and I even was going to give him an opportunity, and it wasn't the right time. The right time for him was when he was ready. That's what I ask people. When are you ready? Not only when are you ready, when will you commit? When you commit, then there's no backing down. It's not a need to. It's a I'm committed. When you're committed, you're not interested. You're committed. When you're committed, you're serious. You're not curious. When you're committed, you're committed. You're not interested. You are freaking committed, dude. When you come from that, you will spit on people because you're so passionate. Spit bubbles will come out of your mouth. I don't mean you spit on them, but it means that you have so much intensity and so much desire and so much juice in you. You have the goods. You have the DNA. You will not be denied, baby. There's a new sheriff in town, and it is you. I say this to people ask me, how am I going to get through this? I go, new sheriff showed up in town. That is me. I'm going to guide you. I'm going to give you the insight. I'm going to give you the inner wisdom of the cause that creates the effect of why you do what you do. And if you're really committed, then you're teachable. But you can't be teachable when you interrupt your teacher. When you think you know more than your teacher and you go, yeah, but. When you yeah, but your teacher, you're fortunate that your teacher doesn't walk away from you and find someone who's committed. When you live in the neocortex of your left brain, the analytical egoic mind, the brain of reason, not the brain of trust, see, it's not reasonable that you'll do what my friend Eric Sweeney did. It's not fathomable. My friend Eric Sweeney's barbecue is so good I can taste it before I even get there. He's 2,000 miles away. I know what that smoke taste from his smoker that he uses that is not gas, it is not electric, it is wood only. I know, I've been inside his smoker. I mean, that just paints a picture. I know what his hot sauce tastes like, his hot barbecue sauce, his mild sauce. I know what his coleslaw, his macaroni and cheese. I mean, I can taste that before I ever get there because that created such a great experience that I would not deny myself of that food again. Now, once you start to have that, when you will not be denied, then you will not deny yourself the experience of the process that you commit to go through to be that person of influence and affluence that you know you are capable. Like me, I'm right in the process of reinventing myself. I've lived a good life, but I'm not done. I know that I haven't really delivered my best game yet, and I'm committed to my best game. I'm not the next Tony Robbins. I'm the next me. I am me and I am free. Tony Robbins in the league by himself. Susan Sly, she's in the league by herself. Those of you who got to see her, she unequivocally was at the peak of her game, and that doesn't mean that that's the end of her game. She is peaking. And see, and I have peaked, but I'm going to re-peak. I'm coming back, baby. I will not be denied. And see, when you come from that kind of energy, then you'll do what I'm doing right now. I am sweating. I am sweating in a temple, not because it's hot in here, because it's hot inside me. That's the fire that burns. That's the sweat that burns on the back of your back, right where your belt is. That's the sweat that burns on the temples. That's the sweat that burns under your arm. And when you release that kind of sweat, it's a whole different level of energy that you're releasing. That's the violation energy that you're releasing. That's the energy that you're releasing of the situations that you were denied, that you were held back. That's the kind of situation you're releasing to people that didn't believe in you. And your objective is not to ever show anyone up. Your objective is to show yourself and prove to yourself that you are good enough to live the life you're capable of doing. When you come from that situation, then you can say to anyone, bring it on. I'm a worthy adversary. You can look fear right in the eye and spin it and say, bring it on, Chief. When you can come from that kind of space, you are one with. You will not be denied. And that kind of sweat comes from two situations. It comes from violation and it comes from passion. When you can bring violation and passion together, when you can bring your disbelief into alignment with your belief, then that's one with. When you can let go of your anxiety and bring that anxiety into your inspiration, when meaning that you've let go of your anxiety, you can bring all the energy that you focused on not succeeding, and you bring that same kind of energy into being successful, then your game changes. People begin to show up. You're going to use more energy avoiding success than you'd ever use succeeding. When you talk yourself out of succeeding, now you're guilty. Now you're resentful. Now you feel abandoned and rejected. The very situation you sought to do, the ultimate rejection is to reject yourself from being successful. It is the ultimate rejection. That's what so many people don't understand. I don't like to be rejected. You're rejecting yourself by not being your best self. When you let go of that, when that wakes you up, if that was a wake-up call for you tonight, then welcome to the big leagues. When you come from that kind of juice, like I know tonight, I'm taking a walk after this call. I'm going to take a walk with my favorite walking stick, and I'm going to see where I'm going to be at the end of this year. You going to do it? I mean, I'm bringing that kind of juice to the game. How about you? So how about you? How about now? Stop waiting. Stop getting ready to get ready. This isn't education. This is inspiration. I'm not suggesting you don't listen to podcasts and downloads and don't read books. I'll be reading a book before I go to bed tonight. But I'll tell you what I'm going to be doing before I go to bed tonight. I'm going to be planning my present. I'm going to be planning my near future because I'm not going out of this year without a breakthrough. I'm going to have the biggest breakthrough of my career. How about you? I mean, you got to be able to – that you want to come from that space tonight, that space of – it's not that – like – you never know enough. You know that you know, but you don't know it all. And when you really realize that you don't know it all, there's a lot more for you to receive. It's not only learn, it's apply. What many people do is they focus on learning, but they don't put into practical application, and then they don't integrate the content. It's the integrated knowledge that allow you to break through. And when you're in that space, then you have hand-eye coordination where you can hit what you cannot see. That's called equanimity. That means that there's no separation between you and the outcome. So if two men were walking down the street and you started to have anxiety and they look like two muggers, but if you give that energy power, but if you just keep walking right at them and you step right between them and you keep walking and you don't look back over your shoulder because you don't look back, that energy is called equanimity. That means you separated, no separation, and you're headed right toward the vanishing point. The vanishing point is the horizon line. It's the point that you can see in the horizon line. I have the privilege of being in one of the flattest places in America called Amarillo, Texas. I was driving a Porsche 1977 chocolate brown with a sunroof once from Los Angeles, California to Kansas City, Missouri. I was young and dangerous with what was that even called? I had one of those radar detectors back in the day, and I was driving over 100 miles an hour on that flat surface. That's one of those roads where you could see the heat coming off the highway. The Van Halen song, Panama, some of the other songs you heard about seeing the heat coming off the highway. Well, I've seen the heat coming off the highway. I've stood on a 120-degree asphalt road, a two-lane highway in Texas where you can see that. You can feel it. It's an amazing experience where you can see the vanishing point all the way out there. That's the horizon line. That's the point where you can't see any further. That's where your vision is. That's your long-term vision. That's the end of the year. That's December 31st. Then there's December 31st, 2018. That's a little less than a year and a half. Then there is August 2019. That's your 24-month period. That's where you will be your self-made millionaire. That's where you really feel it. That's what your focus is. You don't focus on failing. You focus on your short-term goals. I mean, you've heard Susan say, you don't get your goals, you get your standards. Well, you raise your standards, your standard of living. You have to stop living in poverty consciousness. Stop telling people like me you can't afford it. Figure it out and find it. Stop holding on to the money that you know you require release to purchase the right tools so you can break through. Stop holding on to the money that you hold on to that keeps you from buying the right leads. Stop holding on to the money that keeps you from going to the events that will separate your feelings from the events that shape them. Step into your power. Stop avoiding your power. Let go of being powerless. Become powerful. Empower yourself and others rather than being disempowered. Stop living such a contradiction. The greatest contradiction is being average in your brilliance. And if you're not willing to live your brilliance and live that brilliant life you know you're capable of, then that relegates you to tiptoeing quietly through life, being an average self, dying the greatest pain, the pain of regret. If you're making $100,000 a year in corporate America, You're capable of at least $1 million in free enterprise. Why not do it? Because most people don't do it because they don't believe they can do it. Belief means sense of certainty. Now, if you knew that you wouldn't fail, you would give it your all. Well, since you have the ability to know you wouldn't fail, why don't you be your all? See, when you start to come from that kind of energy, you show up differently. People feel you show up differently. You transmute a different level of energy. You sweat from your low back and your temples frequently because the fire is burning within you. That doesn't mean you have body odor. It means you have passion. You have passion. You're coming from that kind of passion. I mean, you've got so much passion that you're sweating. That's a breakthrough when you come from that. You're not concerned with how you look. You're more concerned with how you feel. You let go of the outer world and you focus on your inner world. You focus on what you know you're capable of. So when you go to bed tonight, create your greatest day tomorrow. I wrote a post on that on Monday. Before you go to bed tonight, create the ideal day tomorrow. That means you have 24 hours, 86,400 seconds from the time your eyes shut. Before you go to bed tonight, create that ideal day tomorrow. That ideal day where the person you're seeking shows up. If you require a breakthrough, create it before it happens. Don't wait for the breakthrough to happen. Create the outcome before it happens. See it. Feel it. Sense it. Believe it. Taste it. Salivate it. Embrace it. Live it. Intoxicate yourself with it. When you start to do that, that's what one with is, and there's no separation between you and the outcome. I've done this many times with my cars. I've bought classic cars and restored them. I unequivocally knew the outcome I sought to create before I ever created it. I have a commercial property. I did the exact same situation. I just hired a landscaper to do a project for me. I looked at the project and I'm like, you must be freaking kidding me, dude. This was not in my vision. It means that my vision wasn't articulated. So that means I got to go back to the drawing board. And I was able to convey to this landscaper exactly, precisely, unequivocally, absolutely what I sought in my vision. I know exactly what I want and I will create it. And if this landscape architect, this designer can't create it, somebody else will. I'm not attached to, I'm attached why. I want that to look exactly the way I want it to look. I want to match the other hedge on the other side of a fence. For 3 years, this has not been done properly. I'm devoting the proper energy to the outcome I seek. That's a detail. If you're not detail conscious, there's more than likely you're overwhelmed. If you're not systematic, there's a high probability you're unorganized. If you don't have a method or a system to succeed, there's a high probability you'll try and wing it. Success requires an engineering process. It requires a methodical, systematic approach to the outcome you seek. There's more than just being excited. You must be inspired. Your energy must be a very, 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 very warm fire that burns. Not a fire that rages because you'll be out of control. You want a very warm, systematic fire that consistently burns while you bring the heat. So when you're bringing the heat, you won't be denied and you won't be intimidated by passive-aggressive perpetrators, people who are terrorists and hostile, people who want to run, who want to take you out of your flow, people who want to beat you up, people who want to deny you of your pleasure. When you're able to let go effectively of that type of passive-aggressive personality, when you're no longer intimidated by other people's intimidation, when you're able to be you and be here now, when you're you and you are free, you will attract your reality in a high frequency. People, situations, opportunity will avail themselves and say, wow, I don't know where I found you. I've been following you. I'm ready to. See, that's the universe rewarding you for the person you're becoming. That does not happen in scarcity consciousness, a poverty mindset, when you hold on to your pretty little pennies because you're too overwhelmed to invest in yourself. When you hold on to that, when you keep telling yourself you don't have the money, then you attract your reality other like-minded broken souls from broken homes with a poverty consciousness and in a very low vibration. You can't build a team with those kinds of people. You require success seekers, inspired people who are willing to pay the price of success, not the pain of regret. You require a few like-minded individuals that you can create a mastermind alliance with, people who come together for a common cause, one or more of like mind coming together for a common cause. When you understand the benefits and features that you are marketing, branding, and selling, then you will... then you will go to people and you will find the problem so you can provide the solution. As you begin to provide the solution to someone's problem, now you can close on the transaction. Now you can ask for the commitment, ask for the order, ask for the sale. You don't ever ask for the money, you ask for the commitment. As you begin to let go of your dialogue with money that doesn't serve you, you begin to start to foster and create a healthy dialogue with receiving, asking, deserving, and money. When you're not consumed by your own consumption, when you let go of being overwhelmed and you're no longer in an overwhelmed state, when you let go of being not organized and you start to organize your life and live in flow, as you let go of your struggle and you're no longer a noble struggler traveling around the world practicing the struggler's hit parade, when you start to live in the ITF, when you're ITM in the moment, when you're in that space, then you are you and you are free. You're no longer the mind-body connections, the events that shape your anxiety. As you begin to live in this space, now you are one with. There is no separation between you and the outcome. As you live in this energy, this vibration, this emotional state, you're raising your level of consciousness. You're coming from love. You're coming from joy. You're coming from bliss. You're inspired. You're able to easily and effortlessly transmute a set of feelings and energy that will attract to your reality like-minded success seekers. When you stop avoiding success and stop holding on to failing, then you move much more into an enlightened state where there's no separation between you and success. But when you overwhelm yourself with self-talk about how hard, difficult a situation is going to be, you're going to magnetize and attract your reality the people and situations that you give away your power to. As you no longer give your power away to scarcity, anxiety, perpetrators, violators, passive-aggressive people who tell you you're not good enough, it'll never work, when they're going to take you out of your flow or your game, then you are you and you are free because you are no longer intimidated. When you've stepped out of the intimidation factor and you move into being able to overcome any adverse situation, then you will stop attracting adverse situations in a high law of averages. When you start to cleanse yourself and cleanse your life of clutter and chaos, when you start to let go of people, when I say don't serve you, I mean this in a very humble state, but when you let go of people you're attached to that you keep in your life to be in friction, conflict, that you have to take care of, that you enable, that you do too much for, as you begin to let go and you stop living in guilt. So many relationships are based on guilt. Many relationships, you get guilted into the relationship, you stay in the relationship based on guilt, resenting the very people who use guilt to control you, because you are conditioned to do these certain parameters and do these certain things because your condition is family, it's friends, it's this, it's that. There's a whole set of circumstances that you are guilted into believing. It's that guilt that keeps you attracting the same situation over and over, so that you are separate from, not one with. When there's no separation, you're in the flow, you're in the moment, you're in the zone. When you're in that space, then once again, you will not be denied. When you live in that emotionally vibrational state of love, joy, bliss, enlightenment, you're no longer in grief, apathy, anger, hate, resentment, guilt, shame, abandonment, rejection, and overwhelmed feelings. You're no longer unorganized. You're no longer overwhelmed. When you're overwhelmed, you're in anxiety about future events that haven't happened. You're in a what-if state. When you're no longer in what-if, you're able to separate situations. Problems begin to drop away from you. When you become a problem solver, you're not a problem attractor. As you live in the solution, you're no longer living in the problem. When you're committed, you're not interested. When you're serious, you're not curious. When you're one with, you're not separate from. You're no longer living the duality. You don't have one good day and one bad day. Your days are consistent. Your days are productive. They're systematic. They're organized. You understand the details. And you're able to easily and effortlessly attract your reality people and situations that you can collaborate with, that you can partner with, that you can create prosperity, partners with. When you let go of your codependence, you're attracting independence. When you are able to be self-directed, then you don't seek to manage people. When you are no longer managing your managers, then you're leading by example. Then you're able to effectively mentor a few like-minded individuals that you can create a mastermind alliance, one or more of like-mind coming together for a common cause. My name is Jeffrey Combs, President and founder of Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated. If you're on this call tonight and you've held back from requesting a 15-minute coaching call from me because you're afraid of the outcome, you're not sure if you could handle it, or you don't want to spend the money, then let go of your anxiety. Let go and give me a call at 209-932-0227, or you can inbox me with your number and I will call you back immediately. Once again, everyone, thank you very much for being on tonight's call. This call is officially a call. Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, this Saturday, it will be a game-changing moment. I unequivocally commit to deliver content that I haven't delivered in a manner before that will unequivocally rock your world. Jeffrey Combs, have a great evening, everyone. Thank you very much and good night.